It's a secret. Well, literally, holding a secret invite-only concert at a park in Wyoming. I hope it's legal. Bet it is. Vintage Parlor Orchestra is the culprit. Let's talk to you, Thomas Pike, Artistic Director. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I love it. We're talking about a secret.
Yes, yes. We finally feel it's time to take this next step. And of course, we want to do this as safely as possible for our guests. And musicians, and especially the greater local economy that's involved. We want to send a good example. So, but for a chance at tickets to this event, because it is a secret event, we're trying to limit the crowd size to 60 to stay well within the gathering of 100 or less. In order to do that, you'll have to join our mailing list, which is easy to find on our homepage. You can go to dpogr.com. And on there, you'll find a lot of videos documenting our progress of the past 3 months, rehearsing in my garage and on my deck. We had the news show up at one point. We were rained out. So there's a lot of exciting things that have been happening with VPO. And it's all kind of culminating now in trying to get out there and perform some of this music in front of our audience. So
thank you for that, one step at a time. Let's talk obviously what VPO stands for. We've talked before, but there is always the first time listener. Vintage Parlor Orchestra, what are you all about?
Yeah, it's at this point it's a little bit of a misnomer. When we started this group, we were originally a kind of quirky little Halloween band that played in the living room of Paddock Place, the old Mangiamos, right, on Lake Drive.
Yep.
And that was our first show. It was a Halloween show, and we played along with a immersive theater group. So it'd be people that were dressed in period garb, and they'd be walking around the house and acting as if they were ghosts in real time as guests were flowing through the house. And we were playing, Haydn symphonies in the living room. And so it was all very new and weird, and everybody got really excited about it. And so we decided to do another macabre event the following Valentine's Day. And that kind of developed into, we just want to do the orchestra thing, but in new and exciting spaces. And so I hooked up with Richard App, and we played at Nomad Gallery last summer and spring for a couple of concerts. And then it kind of boiled over to, we got to do breweries now. So we played at Founders for an open mic night. We took a string group there and played some excerpts of a Mendelssohn symphony. And then we finally made it to Creston Brewery, which was always a dream of mine, was to perform symphonies in a bar, right? I come from the rock band world, and so that's why I kind of view this as just a big rock band, but with violins and cellos, and we play Beethoven, instead of modern music.
Yeah.
So we wound up there, and then this past February, just before COVID hit, we were very fortunate to play the new listening room down at Studio Park. And so we were just ramping up before COVID hit, and we were really getting involved and excited about the local music scene, and we're very sad that trajectory didn't continue, but there's a will, there's a way, and we're not going to stop playing music, but we're also going to be very conscious about the health risks involved in doing so. So
let's spend a moment again. The Vintage Parlor Orchestra. What do you play? What do we describe this as? Classical music?
Yes. Yeah. We primarily play traditional classical music repertoire. And this is primarily because of financial reasons. Music can be very expensive to procure scores and parts for an orchestra. It's not entirely like a rock band going online and looking up tabs for, a Beatles song or something like that. However, there is a little bit of a middle ground, and it's a Wikipedia-style website called IMSLP. And they have a royalty-free, everything is within copyright, death plus 70 years type of thing. So we primarily work with music that's about 100 years or older, only because we can find that music for free online. And so I go online, I figure out what we want to play, and I go and find the parts and the score, make sure that they're legible and readable, because you never know who uploads what to the internet. And then we download them and read them at rehearsal, and off we go. So that's what we play. Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Vivaldi, lots of Mendelssohn. And that's primarily because this music is easily and readily available for free online. We're starting to expand out of that a little bit. I'm actually a composer myself, and so the group's been very graciously reading some of my own music. So we will be performing a movement of a string symphony that I've written at this concert next week. So there's a little bit of new in there. But primarily, yes, we do read a traditional classical music.
Artistic director of the Vintage Parlor Orchestra, Thomas Pike, on the line, talking about a secret invite-only concert at a park in Wyoming. That's next Friday night, the 17th. We'll give you details on how you can get involved and more. Just a couple more questions. Again, tell me more about your musicians.
Yes, so the musicians primarily are from some other area orchestras in West Michigan. And so I consider us maybe a semi-pro group. We have a lot of college musicians, especially in the wind section, that come from MSU and Grand Valley and GRCC. We have some vocalists that are not vocalists, but Emily Smith, she sings with us quite often. She runs her own practice. She's a music therapist and has her own studio. And so we're kind of this collective of individuals from many different areas of the classical world in West Michigan. And we all kind of come together as VPO every once in a while to see how we can do classical music in new ways. So they're all very local people. A lot of them are educators as well, string teachers in some of the local schools. So this group just kind of provides them with a fun outlet of playing some of this music in places and in ways that they're not getting anywhere else. So,
we all don't know our future, but where does this go? Do you expand? Do you continue?
That's all going to be determined by the general health of our economy and the space in which we live. Obviously, it's not going to be summer forever, and we are primarily going to be playing. All of these events are going to be outdoors. We're not going to be doing indoor events for quite some time, I think. So all of this is going to be determined, if we can keep COVID down and move into much safer phases in our area, we'll expand the group. Right now, the group is about 15 people, which is primarily strings. We have a keyboard player, and we'll have some solo wind and vocalists performing with us, but we don't have the winds and brass of a full symphony. Excuse me. And so I would hope that at some point we can expand the group to be larger so that we can perform larger works. Right now I'm keeping the group small so that the audience can find a space. If I were to have a 30 or 40 group symphony with a gathering of 100 or less, that doesn't leave a lot of space for people to actually enjoy what we're playing. So I'm trying to keep the group small, but still performing works for orchestra, larger chamber works.
Very nice. Okay, so back to the details of how to get involved in this secret VPO concert, Thomas.
Very, very easy. You can find everything you'll ever want to know about VPO at vpogr.com. And right on our homepage at the very top, you will see a subscription box asking for your email and just your name. And sometime this weekend, I will be putting out an email to everyone once I get all of my details ironed out. And they will give you instructions on how to obtain a ticket. Again, there will be limited tickets. So there will be only 60 tickets. So this provides me with a way of kind of funneling and keeping this within the guidelines of 100 or less. And so it's very important that, you will also be able to seat yourselves in pods. So this will not be individual seating. This will be, up to 6 people per pod. And I'll have that explained as well. And you'll be able to bring a blanket, folding chairs. You'll be out on a lawn, basically. The weather looks good at this moment. And then at noon on that Friday, the day of the concert, you will receive a follow-up email giving you the exact location of that concert. And so you can plan your evening if you want to go out to eat. But the concert will start at 7 o'clock and will end at 8:30.
Very timely and very informative. Thank you again, Thomas Pike, for your leadership, Artistic Director of the Vintage Parlor Orchestra with the Secret Opportunity. Get involved and we'll talk again. Thank you very much.